just around 5:30. We are going to keep you in the know. I've got Supervisor Tim Humphrey. It's that time of month for the monthly meeting of the Gila County Board of Supervisors District 2 here in Globe, Miami. And hello, Tim.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good. Good. Yeah, it's nice to have these little rains come. I mean, it gets hot, but it's nice to have it. These little storms come in, and they've been gentle, so they've been pretty nice to us. Because I can remember what we had, like 3 months with it over 100 degrees every day last year, year before. So,
well, of course, little is the operative word there. Because, of course, we go directly to flooding if there's big rain.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure you're continuing to work on mitigating that and everything else. So what's going on this month?
Oh, lots of things. We're working diligently on getting projects done for the waterways. I participated in two fire project community meetings back on the 29th and the 30th, where we discussed what we're doing with the drainages, with like the bloody tanks and six shooter and ice house, and kind of what we were doing there. And we had J.E. Fuller there to explain their engineering and some of the projects and the design. And so we're about 90% complete on those designs. So hopefully we'll be able to start construction after the monsoon, because we don't have time to get started before. Mm. But we're hoping to get some of that stuff done.
Good.
This winter.
Excellent.
Yeah, when things slow down a little bit. And then out at Roosevelt, the Woodbury fires created a lot of problems out there. And we started out with Wendy Rogers trying to pass a bill to change the date, because that money that Ducey put in to DEMA for the state, $100 million, the Woodbury fire was too far back to be able to use any of that money. And it was only 4 years ago. So, but anyway, so we tried to get the date moved back. And you know, when bills start going through down the House and Senate, they lose steam, and so they put them in a different bill and change things around. So, but we did end up getting appropriated $3 million for the Woodbury fire, okay, which helps a lot. It'll help us with work on the Campaign Creek, because we also have put in for a buyout grant for 8 properties there along that creek. That has actually had water in those houses when it rains. So it seems like most of the meetings and working with staff and things are in drainages, it seems, lately. But other than that, you know, just regular. I held a Tonneau Basin meeting on the 6th. I had a Roosevelt community meeting today at 1 o'clock. And the one thing that I'm interested in is the fairgrounds. Years and years ago, I used to work out at the fairgrounds when Joe Levine ran the fairgrounds. And there was things going on almost every weekend. And now that fairgrounds just doesn't seem to be doing much. And it is in my district, so I've been working with staff, and we're getting ready to get things off the ground out there. The old Fair and Racing Commission kind of disbanded. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked with a county manager, and here in August we're having a meeting to try to get similar to the old Fair and Racing Commission board together, mm-hmm, to kind of be a board over the fairgrounds. And then there would be a fair board and whatever else we can create to start having more recreation at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
'Cause that's a beautiful piece of property, and there's a lot of opportunities, and it seems that just nothing is going on out there. And so we had some money that was from COVID for regenerating, economic development,
right,
and things. And so we're putting some of that to use, working with a county manager. At first, the racetrack where they used to race horses, that is an old fiberglass fence track. And so that you can imagine the shape of that fiberglass,
yeah,
after all these years. and it's kind of hazardous. So a lot of that money, we're going to do some demo on some of the old places there, like the old Crow's Nest where they announced from, and get that old racetrack taken down. We're going to work on getting a second arena. So perhaps down the road we could have some high school rodeo finals or things, because you have to have two arenas in order to do that. And so, so we've been working on that, and it's something I've wanted to work on for a long time. But it seems as the 2 years or 16 months or so that I was chairman of the board, it's we were either in pandemic, or we were having fires, or we were having floods. And so now that the COVID has calmed down, and the rains hopefully are going to be gentle, and we can get a hook on some of this flooding, and hopefully the fires are over at that degree. And so now I get time to be a supervisor instead of working for the federal government over all of the things that we're trying to fix, because everything burnt down, and so now it's flooding. So that's a pet project of mine, and so I'm really happy to see we're getting some things rolling.
That sounds like a good one on a number of levels, including bringing more tourism in and other interests from the region.
Sure.
At the fairgrounds height, about how many events a year were they doing?
Wow, lots, it seems. The General Mineral Show was out there. They had a rodeo out there. They had, the horse races out there, the fair out there. And then it was rented a lot for other, gun shows and things of that nature.
Right.
It seemed like there was a lot of activities. And, there'll be a kickoff meeting in August to try to create a board that's going to start moving that direction. And we're even looking at maybe opening a position that will be to work with economic development and like with the fairgrounds and things, to meet with some recreational directors and things and see what the interest might be. And also reach out to the local public to see what kind of interest, what would they want to see at the fairgrounds? What entertainment would they like? Would they like a food truck rodeo, or bands or monster trucks, or get with the local public?
A demolition derby.
Demolition derby, yeah, whatever. On Sunday there's some people that go out with their remote airplanes and they fly airplanes out there, just kind of on their own. But, motocross, there's just endless things. Well, they used to have motocross races out at the fairgrounds too. And so there's a number of things that property can accommodate. And I'm frustrated that it's just sitting there. So I'm kind of starting to shift gears and get working. And we're definitely going to get a board together to oversee kind of the fairgrounds and get some public interest. We're reaching out to people in entertainment and things of that nature to be at the first meeting, so we can all kind of sit down and try to get that board going, and then see where it goes from there. At our last Board of Supervisors meeting, I asked the board attorney, Jessica, if it would be a conflict of interest if I was to sit on that board. And she said, no, not as long as I didn't get in any discussions with the board that's going to go for a decision.
Right.
With the Board of Supervisors. But everyday stuff and just working on getting things coming and getting things organized for the fairgrounds, I'll be able to sit on that board. And so I'm looking forward to that.
The fair is interesting, of course, because I it's my understanding that things changed with the state, where there used to be state funding, because there used to be name acts and a lot more activity in that fair than in the last decade. And what I was told was, well, the state pulled back funding. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I guess we could ask one of our representatives what happened to that state funding.
Because it pales in comparison to how it was in terms of the names that would come for entertainment or stuff like that.
Correct.
Now it just seems like it's a local event.
Right. I think back when, I think there was also state funding for like the fair circuit for the horse races, and things of that nature. But you know, if the state pulls money back, then yeah, I just have to do without or create something else. But
right, find another way.
And find
that's
another
what you
way.
Work on.
And that's what you work on. Because I really think that the recreation and activities at the fairgrounds could be self-sustaining. I think, you know, if it was done right,
mm-hmm.
I think that it could pay for itself in recreation. Because, you know, I mean, the Phoenix is growing hand over fist, and so is Tucson. And those people like to recreate not only in the city, but out of the
sure.
city. They like to do things. So I think, you know, if we can get some organization, get some activities going, I think it can get some new life put back into that great place that we have for recreation that's just sitting there.
Right. Now, of course, Payson's famous for the world's oldest continuous rodeo.
Sure.
But are their fairgrounds used throughout the year, or are they lying fallow as well?
You know, I don't know for sure. I guess I keep my nose pretty much the grindstone in my district, and mm-hmm. I figure if I've got extra time, if I'm not doing something here, then I'm wasting my time. So,
but it might be interesting to see what they're doing.
To see what they're doing,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And if they are utilizing it,
and
how they're doing it.
Right. And that'll probably be part of this first meeting, because in our last Board of Supervisors meeting, of course, James Minlove, Secretary, has been working on a list of people. Sherry Grice, she's been in the community forever and knows everybody. And so, you know, she's kind of been working on a list of people, and then all three of the supervisors were going to pick, I believe, five or six people to invite to this meeting in August. And so if anybody's listening, if you don't want to call in here, call into my office if you would be interested in being on a board for the fairgrounds, or a subboard, like for race tracks, or for the fair committee, or 4-H. If there's something that you would be interested in that could pertain to fairgrounds or activities at the fairgrounds, by all means, call and give me your information, and we'll invite you to the meeting and use your professionalism to help us create some activities out there.
Now, in the unlikely event you actually want to call and participate in the media meeting, that would be novel, and we would appreciate it. I was threatening to drag you off the streets, but so far the streets have been empty. 888-876-5593. That's 888-876-5593. And if you go to kqss.net, not only can you hear all the meetings, and you'll hear this one after it's over as well, but you'll get all the information for Tim and how to contact him. So I won't stand by and salivate for your call, but it would be good if you'd let Tim know what's on your mind, because it's pretty sad that we're outdone by Roosevelt and everybody else that has three people in a gas station, and here we are, and these meetings have gotten two sympathy calls in the time that we've been doing them.
Yeah, well, I guess people just are shy on the radio.
Well, or just don't care.
Well, you never know.
You know, and sadly, that's not only pertaining to Globe Miami, but anywhere, is you don't care until it's in your own backyard, and then suddenly it's a crisis. But very mm-hmm. often by the time it is, it may be too late to undo whatever's being done.
Right, right.
So this is the time.
I think so. I would appreciate it if, you know, they would call in once in a while and let us know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Or what they would like me to share information, because, like I say, we go through a lot of things, day to day, and what's going on, and trying to create things here and working on different stuff.
Now, speaking of recreation, anything new on the Globe Pool opening?
Last I heard, they were going to try to open by the end of the month.
Good.
And I think, you know, at that time they have their fingers crossed, because I guess there's a lot of things that could change. But the last I knew, they were talking about the end of the month. So if anyone from the Globe City Council, you're welcome to call and give us some information on the pool. We would be, I'm sure the people listening would be interested on knowing what's going
absolutely
on with a pool that knows more than I do.
888-876-5593. Yeah. You know, the end of August, there's a certain amount of irony in that, since the first day of end of July, I should say, the first day of school is August 2nd. So it sounds like the pool will be open a whopping 2 days before kids go back to school.
Before kids go back to school.
And then we'd love to know how long it stays open for the season. So yes, if anyone in Globe would like to give us the pool ETA and how long the season will last once it has opened, that would be wonderful information.
And we're not going to get a call, so
no, I won't hold
probably
my breath.
I'll find that information out and I'll bring it next
yeah,
month.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
I'll bring it next month. Say, well, it opens, but now it's not open.
Well, so hopefully next month when you come, it'll be open, because
hopefully
that'll already be in August.
Hopefully so. Hopefully
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a good thing.
But I guess that's the big upcoming event for the area recreation-wise.
I guess it would be. Yes, it would be. And that'd be good. As we go forward, the county's been working on filling sandbags.
Good.
So if there's anyone that needs sandbags, they've started to distribute them out around the communities. They've dropped some on out at Tonneau Basin. They've dropped some off at the Roosevelt Estates.
I hate to interrupt you, but we got a call.
Oh.
I mean, this is a celebrated moment.
Celebrate. Yes. Globe Pool.
That's right. I don't know.
We'll find out.
We thank Teresa in Miami for picking up the phone. Bless you, Teresa. Thanks for calling.
You're very welcome. Tim, I just want to tell you how what a wonderful supervisor you are, and I hope Globe Miami appreciates you, and I don't think people really realize how your hands can be tied by the, you know, all the hoops that you have to jump through. And so I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I have a few other questions to ask at a later time. I was doing laundry, so I couldn't hear the last numbers, and then you told them again, so I wrote it down real quick.
Oh, well, thank you,
so
thank you.
Some of us are just, we want to call, but so give those numbers throughout the broadcast, please.
Yes, okay. 888-876-5593.
5593.
Yeah, it stands for 8888-ROLLYE. Not too self-serving.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How quaint.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's normally for a different purpose, but I borrow it for this show.
Well, why not?
That's right.
If it's usable, go for it.
Yeah.
And you said you had a couple questions for a later date. Is that a reason for a later time, or you want to
ask
those questions?
Yeah, because we're going through a lot of family stuff right now.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, maybe next meeting, which will be
ma'am.
In August.
Yes, ma'am. In August. Okay, what date is that, dear?
I'm looking right now. It is August the 8th at 5:30.
Okay.
And if it's information to help you, yeah, no, that's good. But if it's information that might be interesting to other people in
the whole community,
then
and you can look into it, because I talked to your secretary. I can't remember her name
Terry Lynx.
Yeah, Terry.
Okay, and she's such a sweetheart. And anyway, it's about the, you know, when they were going to bypass our town at one point, with the Highway 60 thing or something like that.
Yes.
So that was going to be one of my questions. I called her about that about 2 months ago, and then I've just been through a lot of stuff, so personal stuff.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I'm going to talk about, what I'm going to call about on August 8th.
Sounds great. We'll look forward to it. And thank you, Teresa, for calling.
Thank you very much. And I hope
you're very welcome. And thank you, Tim, for doing a wonderful job.
Well, thanks for the compliment. And I hope things work out well for you and your family.
All right.
Thank you.
Good
you
deal.
Guys have a very blessed day.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now, believe it or not, we got another call.
Uh-oh.
And I'm really not paying these people. I threatened to drag them off the street, but I didn't. Now, Doug is in Globe. So, Doug, welcome to the Tim Humphrey meeting. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for answering.
So what's on your mind?
Listening to you folks just now and a little bit ago, you talked about the fair. You know, we were disappointed when we went out to the fair this year, but it was our first one. We're new in Globe. Mm-hmm. And said anybody wanted to help do whatever for the fair, we'd love to jump in the middle of that if we could.
Great.
We've been to the...
Great.
We've been to the Citizens Academy and done the ride-alongs with the sheriffs and the
wonderful
police and a bunch of other things. We want to get involved in the community and thought maybe that'd be a great way to do it.
That's great, and I appreciate you calling. And if you don't want to give me your information over the air, I can give you my county phone that you can call and give me your information so that we can invite you to that meeting.
Okay, I've got a pen in hand.
Go ahead.
Okay, my number is 928-402-4417.
928-402-4417. And, last year's fair was a little atypical because it still had the shroud of COVID restrictions over it. But you're right in terms of it isn't what you'd expect from a county fair, and that did not used to be the case in decades gone by. But as I was saying to Tim, a real change happened, 10, 12 years ago, where the state pulled funding, and that literally killed the entertainment budget. So now, for most counties, it's more of a case of finding something that will generate the income to be able to pay name entertainment.
Okay, well, we'd be glad to brainstorm or work with you guys any way we could.
Great.
And my wife was listening to your program, and you or Tim mentioned something about a racetrack. What's that about?
There is one at the fairgrounds, Tim. I'll leave it to you.
Well, yeah, there used to be horse racing out at the fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
County circuit horse racing. And so that hasn't gone on for quite a few years here in Gila County, and as well as around the state. There used to be like a fair circuit where they raced horses, and pretty much every county had a racetrack. But that kind of seems to have lost a lot of steam in continuing. So the counties aren't having races much anymore, and Gila County's not having any. And so that's something, the old racetrack, horse racetrack, well, is going to be demoed, but that's a great huge area with covered stands so that we can have other entertainment or recreational activities up at that facility.
Well, that'd be great. You know, we're from Tucson, and you're probably familiar with Rito Park,
mm-hmm.
and it's struggling. But the people, they want to run their horses.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking maybe just get the word out to them that, hey, we got a racetrack up here.
Yeah, but it's way, it's not functional. The whole track, as I said, was fiberglass. And so it's really
right.
Brittle and broken down. And like the old announcer stands and things are not safe. And so we're spending money out there right now. We're demoing a lot of that old stuff that's unsafe, and get it ready for this new breath of air that we're going to pump into it to get things going out there.
Well, it sounds great. We'd sure like to be part of whatever we can do to help get the fairgrounds going.
Well, good. Yeah, call my office, leave your information, and we'll definitely put you on the list to attend a meeting for future of the fairgrounds, basically, is what that meeting's going to be, is where are we going to go with it and how are we going to go. So thank you very much for calling, and thank you for being willing to participate in the local recreation and things going on here.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call and your interest, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Uh-huh, bye.
All right. So good for Doug, and he's new from Tucson. So come on, Lifetime Globers. Call 888-876-5593. What else we got, Tim?
What else we got? Well, Really, that's about it.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, no, we're just working on the creeks, trying to get them designed and get that work done this winter, and then hopefully that will put a lot of things behind us, because it's ridiculous on how burdened the county staff has been with the fires and the floods.
Sure.
You know, we try to have a meeting about roads or about something, and it's meeting with engineers, it's meetings in the creeks, it's meetings to try to get some of this mitigation done for all the flooding. And so it will be nice to be able to get back into local meetings, what we need to do here, the little drainages that we need to clean out, like get things going at the fairgrounds, get some county stuff done instead of all this pandemic and fire or flood emergencies. It'll be really nice to get back in the saddle and get some of this stuff done.
Well, terrific. Anything new this month on TRSD?
Yes. There's always new things going on. I've worked a lot with Michael O'Driscoll, and I haven't attended a TRSD meeting. I've just been busy with a lot of things, but I do stay in touch with Robert Jacques on things that are moving forward.
Good.
But it does look promising that things are going forward, and as I say, the health department and the county is working with them. Because once this starts, there's going to need to be, permits and things issued for the utility hookups to the homes and things of this nature. And so it seems like it's moving forward, and I'll just keep my fingers crossed that we can get this going for infrastructure for our area.
Yeah.
And I know... there's a lot of people that don't want to pay a sewer bill because they have because they don't pay for a sewer bill with a septic or a cesspool. But at some point, if that ever fails, then it's not going to be a monthly bill. It's going to be a $20,000 bill or move.
Well, that's right. We've talked about that. In some cases, it may be move or else, especially as time goes on. For the number of people on cesspools, that's disastrous because you can't even get a permit to improve your house as it is.
Yeah, actually, they're outlawed.
Yeah. Oh, as far as new use. But I mean, they're grandfathered in. But what people don't realize is they're grandfathered in with restrictions. You can't change anything on your property. So if you say, hey, I'm ready to add that second bathroom or whatever, oh, no, you're not.
Right.
And of course, with septic, the problem there is if your lot's not big enough for the EPA regulations as they now stand, even if it was 40 years ago, you might not get a septic in there now.
Right.
So if you're saying, well, I'll just wait. That, as you say, could be tens of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
To me, it's not a choice.
No. Well, yeah, Town of Miami's on sewer, Town of Globe's on sewer, and so it's just a matter of time. And I know there's, like I say, there's people that don't want another utility bill, but I think it's important for the groundwater as well.
Oh, it absolutely is. And then there's the mining interests and everything else that get into the equation. The other thing is for people who are afraid that, oh my God, I'm writing a blank check, that's not necessarily true. There can be things done so that the district caps what you will have to spend a month. Because I know some people are hearing what some of the prices are in other places and saying, oh my God, it could be $250 a month. Well, that is not going to happen. And, if you're concerned, go to the meetings and make sure that is written into everything regarding the system.
Yes. And like you say, water in the future, we're in a major drought, and so all those people that don't have a collection system, how many hundreds of thousands of gallons of water is just being distributed to soak into the ground that is not being used to water trees or anything else, and seeping into you know, groundwater that could contaminate at some point in time.
And in Arizona, you see areas that literally do run out of water, and it becomes a crisis, and especially the areas that are hauling and suddenly find out that their hauling source won't let them haul anymore. That's about to happen big time near Scottsdale. So water is, I don't care where you are in Arizona, almost always it's some form of a crisis.
It is. And I think it's going to get more so in the future, especially
as people come here.
Yeah, like 300 a day.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you drive down there and look at the new structures. It's crazy.
Last I heard, they bathe and they drink water. So, yes, for every person who comes, that's more water. And there's political considerations as well. When you talk about the Colorado River or other things, you know, there aren't too many assured deals. And we're lucky in Globe and in Miami that we have a reasonably good supply of fresh water. But that's not all of Gila County. You talk to people right now in Pine, they are not happy campers.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pine and Strawberry, they're having difficulties. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kind of difficulties that makes news throughout the state. You betcha.
Sure.
Well, you've carried us through a half hour. Nobly done, Tim. Anything else?
I have nothing else on my plate today, and I didn't invite anyone to speak with me on subjects because no one has called me and said of a subject of their interest that I could bring someone in on to speak with us. But there again, if there is some information that you would like about the community or a specific point in the community, and would like to know something, like what's going on with resolution, what's going on with something, let me know. I'll be happy to invite somebody to call in and help inform you on what you might be interested in within the community. And by the way, I did go to the bottom of resolution here about a week and a half ago, and it's really wet down there, and it's really hot down there.
Oh, I'll bet both is true, but the fate of the mine is on all of our minds at all times. So when you get information on that, that's breaking news, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
this show will replay on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on KJAA AM 1240 and FM 106.1. It will also be online at kqss.net in perpetuity, as are all of Tim's meetings, and there's a link right on the homepage. So until Monday, August 8th at 5:30, I guess we say see ya.
See ya.